Namaste. My name is Rui Semmerer. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about what is self-confidence and how to become self-confident. So what is it not? We cannot dress it up. We cannot eat it up. We cannot make it up. Okay, make beautiful also. We cannot fabricate or manufacture it. It is there or it is not there. So we get confidence if we are doing scary things, if we go through our fears, through our hardships and become the winner. If we do scary things in front of other people, go on the stage and speak free, for instance. So this, we become confident. The confident is a state where we totally be self-confessed or self-convinced, where we don't have any fear. What is, if you are coming in a new situation and again the fears coming, we don't feel confident, and as a seeker and as a guy who want to go through as many challenges as possible to live an exciting life, and then my confidence is gone. What we should do? Be yourself. Feel your insecureness. Feel that you are vulnerable. Feel that you have fear and admit that you have fear. Admit that you feel insecure in front of other people. You see, the only guy who is caring for your mistakes, that are you. Nobody else. Okay, the greatest marketing expert in this galaxy is Joel Bauer. And what he's doing, his main strategy is to reduce the distance and to become intimate with the auditorium, is to admit his mistakes. Because the people love more our mistakes than our achievements. And it's working. Go to one event to him and he's building up so much intimateness. And for sure, he's showing his mistakes. So why we should be confident when we are not confident? Just be yourself, just be authentic in this moment and show that you are afraid, show that you feel insecure. And then after a short time, we are back on track. The other thing is what will not work or will work just for a short moment is to fake it. Through faking, we build up a barrier and we lose a connection to the people. And the people see us as arrogant. Yes, arrogant people are always people who feel insecure, who have no self-confidence. Or self-confidence. Always. And I don't care. I just say, I'm afraid. Sorry. I have fear. Okay, one example. So there's Rich Litwin, and he should be a great life coach. So he was dating, and then he saw a very beautiful woman. And he wanted her. And his heart was beating. And he said, what is if I stutter? What is? Okay, I'm a stutterer, no problem. I'm used on it. No? Then he went in front of this beautiful girl and said, you're so beautiful. No? And my heart is beating like crazy. I'm really, really afraid to speak to you. No? 10 days later, they married. Because we want intimacy. Everybody wants this. And if we are faking something, what we don't have, we build a big barrier. And so, for instance, Joel Bauer said the next example is Bill Clinton had this sex affair, and the biggest problem was that he didn't admit it. You just admit your mistakes and it's gone. And the thing is, just be yourself. We don't need to be confident. Just showing up, be total in this moment, this is good enough for us. We cannot be confident in every area, and I see again and again, the people become in one area expert, and then they never try a new thing, because they don't want to lose their confidence. And then the life is boring. Better to lose the confidence and try out new things than to be always confident. Okay, thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.